Yes, what is good day to you, huh? Very good celebration for each of you. Acknowledging your quick breaths, acknowledging your love, your life, your peace. It is no accident that we are under Venus here in the star constellation. You know, dearest beings of light, as the next evolutionary step, you come to Egypt to pick yourselves back up again. You come to Egypt to acknowledge the dearest wisdom from the ancestors of your time, of all time on this planet. You come to Egypt to hear, feel, sense, touch, acknowledge your present and your past with the teachers of Horus, Hathor, Hephaestus, Osiris, Eset. Dearest beloveds, you are here with me to acknowledge your strength. You look upon the pictures, the art that was made thousands of years ago. And you see that the faces have been torn away from many, from the ancestors, as ego steps in, as pain steps in, as religion steps in. I am here to help you each learn that as you move forward, you will not destroy what was, but you will build upon what is. As the prayers of humanity carry through the breeze of the coolness, that energy is carrying through you as well as your consciousness. So when you remember the images that were torn asunder, we ask you to acknowledge your consciousness not tearing asunder, but building for the future. You are the present and the future, as well as the past. The past is done. It cannot be changed. The present is evolving. So as you each think of each grain of sand that you have stepped upon in the past few days, those grains of sand may be covering a vast heritage. But you, dearest beloveds, are emerging from that heritage anew. As my dear sister Sekhmet, you have connected with the point of creation and the point of destruction to transform what is as you are moving forward to the next step of your journey of transformation with your love. As you watch the soldiers, the police, the guns, yet you don't evoke fear in your heart. Instead, it is gratitude and love. For you are the peace on this planet. You are the beings of light. Humanity has been waiting for, even though they didn't know what they were waiting for. That is your consciousness. So I ask you, do not strip away your past. Honor it. Do not deface your past and think it is something to be destroyed. Honor it. Be grateful it has made you what you are. And for that, we are grateful. We honor the Gadosh, 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 Adonai Savaot. Gadosh, 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 Adonai Savaot. Gadosh, 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 Adonai Savaot. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. A very brief message follows. I have two things to tell you. This is the last night on the Nile. Therefore, you say goodbye to the river. There's many things that have been told about the river. Did anyone tell you it was alive? This would seem to be a metaphor, dear ones. What does the Nile represent? It represents all that is to the Egyptians. It is the life. It is the mother. And you're on it now. There's more than meets the eye here, dear ones. I've given you the phrase many times, may you always drink from the Nile. We explained what it meant. And again, we remind you of this, that the Nile is the creative energy for Egypt. And it is alive. If I told you that multidimensionally a great deal has been alive that you have seen so far, would you understand me? That's the first thing. Goodbye to the Nile for now. The second thing is more profound, and it is controversial, as many things I tell you are. And we'll say it quickly and profoundly, and many of you will be disappointed. But I want you to think of these things. Dear ones, when you went to Karnak, and you went into the little room that was dark, did anyone see her move? Oh, it was just your imagination. Is it possible that the greatest mysticism of all that is presented on the Nile was in the smallest room possible? The bubble that I'm going to pop is this. You're waiting for the big stuff. You're waiting to be in the chamber. The bigness of things impresses you. Oh, it must be super spiritual there. There must be great mysticism. There are things to do there. There's things to feel. I'll tell you this. The most profound mysticism in this place is in a room that is dark. Only a few people at a time can go into. And you've already experienced it. Don't associate grandness and construction and enormity with mysticism. You've already found the aliveness of the Nile, and that is what is around it as well. Did you see her move? What an imagination. That's it for now. And so it is.